Get up out of bed. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Super sad news on The Bachelor last night. Our fave, my fave, Shannon, got eliminated. How are you doing this morning, mate?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we're fine.
A little bit devastated.
Yeah. Bit sad about last night.
Yeah, look, it was a bit emotional, I'm not going to lie.
I think we've all, like, kind of formed a connection with you because you were the first one out of the limo to meet Nick, you know, on the first episode. And we all fell in love with you from the start.
Yeah, thanks. That means a lot.
mate, you've had a little bit of time now. Are you kind of distance yourself from it a bit now? Are you a bit over it?
Yeah, look, three months ago this was now. So I'm straight back into the car care consulting and and normal life. So yeah, look, it's still, you know, it's still hard to watch because you do really relive those moments. So
When you guys were in the rose ceremony, I was so torn because in the pool that we've got running at work, I have Dasha, and so that's who all my money's on. But then you were the one that was my absolute fave, and so I was like, no, I want Shannon to win. I was so torn at that
Don't
moment.
Don't lie,
mate.
Jess, you didn't want Shannon to win because you want Shannon for yourself. Shannon, are you, I mean, 3 months out, are you single, in a relationship, found love?
I am still single.
Oh, really? Are you looking for love? I have a bachelor standing right here in front of me.
I'm sorry, Shannon. Unfortunately, I don't have the rig of the honey badger, so you might have to look elsewhere.
He does have the height, though, and the same hair colour. He doesn't have the curls, but, you know.
So have you been on
Jesse.
Any dates? Just ignore Jules for a little bit. Talk to me, Shannon.
You can't get up me for not trying, though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Great wingman there.
Yeah, she is a very good wingman. Very straight to the point.
Shannon, just tell us, what is it like? I mean, obviously, you guys have been out of the house for 3 months now. You're watching the episodes as we're all watching the episodes. You're seeing the drama unfold, especially with the mean girls getting kicked out of the house. How does it feel being, like, a girl, knowing exactly what had happened to not, like, be able to speak out and say something about it? How does that feel?
Look, it's, you know, it's all in the past for me now. You know, I build a bridge and get over it. You know, even when that first confrontation, it was pretty much blown over the next day. Look, you know, it's just not worth it for me. I'd rather, you know, live a peaceful life. So, you know, just uninterrupted.
What's the feeling in the house? Like, because all the girls talk about how Brooke seems to be the fave with the badge. Yeah. How much was that feeling around the house?
It's quite interesting on my behalf watching it back and actually genuinely seeing the connections, because all you see is them coming home and, you know, with a smile on their face. And the girls are all really respectful and, you know, don't you know, keep...
Probe too much,
So it's bloody interesting watching, I'll tell you that much.
I wouldn't be able to help my bloody self, but tell me all the deets.
Well, when you had your chat with him last night, when you got in early in the episode, had your chat with him at the cocktail party, I was like, oh, Shaz is safe. She's good.
Looking back at it, I was the only person in that, you know, that hadn't kissed him, and I was, you know, still there. So I think the physical side of things, he connected with the other girls on that level. So, you know, I think the time was right for me, and, you know, there's someone out there to love me, so it's all good.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.